the sound of Etta James, I'd rather go blind. Well, I'm not sure about that, because I have such beauty in front of me, I'm glad to be able to see it. Lindy Elms is in the house. Lovely to see you again, Lindy. It's been a while.
Yes, Dave, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be here again today.
And, oh, it's an absolute pleasure, always. And you're the contact person for wildlife rescue in the greater Bolito area, doing a fantastic job. And we heard last week the sad news of the passing of a real hero of the wildlife rescue community, Steve Smith from Monkey Rescue. He was a legend, really. I think he taught you quite a lot, didn't he?
Absolutely, Dave. To know Steve was to have stood on the shoulders of a giant. He was an incredible person. I learned so much from him, and that's how I started. I worked this area for him because it was too far for him to get here quick enough to do a rescue. So it became my sort of holding space for him, and he would direct to me.
He was quite a difficult fellow to get on radio. Very I tried difficult. A few times, and he was always going to be here, but he didn't make it because he was so busy, and that's sort of testimony to the kind of work that he was doing. He's also a tireless campaigner for animal rights across the board, and I know that he did a tremendous amount of work. And he's going to be hugely missed in the community that he served.
Definitely.
You were at his memorial this weekend.
Absolutely, yes, yeah, I was.
Well, tell us about that.
Oh, it was a beautiful tribute. A friend of his wrote a song for him, which just absolutely hit me in the heart, because I think I love that same pattern, but because of him, I love the same pattern. And it was so clear on who he was as a man. It was really beautifully written.
We're going to be listening to that shortly, and thank you for sending it in. But just to tell us a little bit about what's going on now in his absence, I presume the work will continue. They have a rescue centre in Hillcrest, do they?
Yes, so they're in Sommerveld. His partner, life partner, she is living there still. A lot of support, a lot of other organisations have pulled in. Safe, one of them, pulled in hugely to help. I mean, Kerry and Sean are just absolutely phenomenal. And yeah, there are other people, big names, that are pulling in to assist to keep it going.
That's good to hear, because the work it's very important. I notice on the social media front, your animal rescue activity just never ends. You're called out every single day, as far as I can determine.
I've done 5 rescues this morning so far, from bats to pigeons to bush babies. What else did I get? I can't remember. And baby owl. And that's
quite extraordinary. And it's all volunteer work, supported hopefully by you, dear listener. And how can one contribute if anyone listening to this wants to help? Maybe they can't physically get involved, but I'm sure there's always resources required.
Absolutely. We do a lot of fundraising, which is exhausting. If I could get somebody, I have got one lady who's come on board to help me with fundraising, but it's not a one-person job. If we could get a team of people to help with fundraisers, in whatever avenue they could, companies that would be prepared to donate monthly. We are PBO, we are we can give them a tax rebate with a Section 18A certificate. We're registered and everything. So if anybody is willing to help us, we can give back the Section 18A.
And the work that you do is extraordinary, as I said. Constantly, the wild creatures that we are blessed with in terms of sharing the planet with. You know, this is an unusual situation where you have wild creatures that are still free to roam, and yet they are under enormous pressure because the environment is being removed, their habitat is being removed. So one hears constantly, well, you know, the monkeys are attacking us and invading us, and that isn't the case at all, is it, really?
Not at all. And it was something that was said at a memorial yesterday by his son. He said he was watching him, Steve, washing the dishes one day, and there was a little ant walking along, and he picked the little ant up and moved it outside. And he said, "Why did you do that?" He said, "Because everything has its place. Everything is needed. That's why it's here."
such an important worldview, really, you know, to be kind to all living creatures, all sentient creatures. And in that way, I suppose one is the agent of a higher creation. You're here for a purpose. If you're not sure what it is, just look around you, and wherever you see there's a need, step in.
Yeah.
Step up, be counted, be kind, make a contribution, make a difference, like you do with your team of wildlife rescue volunteers, all of whom are heroes in my eyes, and we support you and salute you. And if you would like to get involved, Lindy, how does one contact you?
Dave, my number is 083-607-4498, and we also have a wildlife rescue Facebook page.
So Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, it's all there. Wildlife Rescue, you can't really miss it. If you're in the area, you will know what we're talking about. So
Dave, can I also just add, we've just managed to get a team together in Umhlanga, because even for me to get to that area is a little bit far, and for Monkey Helpline to get Orcro to get to that area is far. So we've just this weekend got 8 people together to start a wildlife rescue team in Umhlanga.
Okay, so the work continues, and it continues to
expands,
grow.
Yeah.
And wonderful to hear. We're going to play out now with the song that you heard at the memorial. The words, I presume, are very special to you. And it pays homage to a soul who is no longer with us physically, but I think spiritually he will always be very much part of the community that cares and continues to make a difference. And his memory will live, I think, on as long as there are good folk in the world that care and that remember what he meant to them and what the community is able to do. One man stimulated a huge discussion and made a massive difference. Imagine now, as it multiplies in memory of Steve and the work that he did and continues to do, although not physically with us anymore, his memory continues.
So I also like to just say that with the great sadness, after that came huge gratitude for having known him and worked with him, learned from him, having him as a mentor, as a friend, all the crazy experiences of catching wild animals that are absolutely bizarre that you never get on video because you're busy catching wild animals. So yeah. A lot of it's missed. It's all memories, though, beautiful memories. So,
but it's in the
very
song.
Fond, yes.
And we're playing out with it right now. Thank you for joining me on the show.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
For Steve Smith. Telephone rings in the dead of night. Another little life caught in a fight. Keys in his hand before they finish the call. Somebody's hurt and that's reason enough. The razor wire rooftops, traffic and rain. A frightened pair of eyes, a body in pain. While others stood wondering what could be done. The monkey man was already on the run. Today, there's another wild soul that needs you that way. Through the suburbs and valleys, wherever they ran, they knew there was someone. They had the monkey man. 18,000 call-outs, 6,000 set free. But numbers don't tell us what one life can mean. An orphan held gently, a true pre-united, a wound slowly healing, another wrong righted. He'd argue his corner, he'd stand his ground, when cruelty was easy and kindness wasn't found. You didn't have to like him or understand. If an animal needed a voice, he'd make his stand. Hey, monkey man, where you going today? There's another wild soul that needs you that way. Through the suburbs and valleys, Monkey Man. Then one day the telephone rang from the sea. Three little stowaways where they shouldn't be. A cargo ship awaiting somewhere offshore. Three rivets aboard her. So we headed for more. Out in a boat and up onto that ship. No grand expedition, no heroic script. Just Steve being Steve. Well, let's get it done. Three monkeys came home before setting sun. And somewhere between all the madness and fun, we never kept count of the things that we'd done. 'Cause this wasn't a job you could leave at five. For Steve, it wasn't work. Simply his life. He taught us that wild doesn't mean it must go. That fear can be changed by the things that we know. That sharing this world isn't a weakness or shame. And every small creature has something to claim. Some names telling strangers of lives they have known. But Steve asked for something much simpler instead. Plant me a tree when my journey has ended. So plant that old fig where its roots can run free. Let it grow crooked and wild as a tree ought to be. Make their home, let its branches reach outward wherever they've grown. And years from now, underneath summer skies, a child may look upward and never realize why somebody planted that tree where they stand. But a monkey might know. Easy. Monkey Man. Monkey Man.